Greg and Dan Show on WMPD. Greg Batten and Dan DiOrio. My favorite Dan Fogelberg song is this song, in case anybody cares. There's a Dan Fogelberg show happening this weekend. It's happening at the gorgeous Scottish Rite Theater. Our friend Bob Parkhurst is here. Hey, Bob.
Good morning. Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Greg.
Isn't that interesting? Because there are people who know Dan Fogelberg and will know the commercial Dan Fogelberg. I go back, my favorite album is 1972 and Home Free, which is To the Morning and All Be on Your Way and all those. And I just love that. But, you know, you don't hear that on the radio.
Dan, you know that this event that we're doing at the Scottish Rite Theater on October 1st is Saturday night, and then we're also doing a matinee on October 2nd.
Yeah.
But Home Free was released October 1st, 1972.
Nice.
And we're doing this exactly 50 years.
Yeah,
to the day. From the release.
Nice call,
of his,
dude.
Yeah.
You didn't even know
first
that.
Album,
no,
Home Free.
Look at Dan going deep on that.
Going deep.
That was
and
deep.
Dan Fogelberg, of course, born in 1951 here in Peoria, Illinois, singer-songwriter, had a great musical career, sold 15 million albums, and just still has a lot of loyal fans, you know, all over the country and all over the world.
And all the saying, which is, you go up to the little liquor store, convenience store, we sat there and reminisced with one of his old girlfriends and wrote that system.
Yep, corner of Prospect and Fry, used to be Abington Hill.
Yeah.
Now it's Fogelberg Parkway.
So yeah. Dan Fogelberg, native son, a stage concert celebrating Dan Fogelberg, as you said, Saturday and Sunday, matinee on Sunday at the beautiful Scottish Rite Theater. And you partnered up with, or you didn't, but the folks at the Betty Jane are part of this as well. Of course, they're sister places. Why are you doing it?
Well,
you got a nice mark there on the 50th anniversary. I get that part, but that's not the reason.
You know, I grew up with Dan's music, and I worked on a project in 2018 that at Cornstalk Theater that was kind of a Broadway, a review of the whiskey history of Peoria and the vaudeville history of Peoria. It was a vaudeville whiskey review, and that was well received. And at that time in 2018, I was thinking, well, what else can we do to sort of celebrate our community and celebrate Peoria, keep Peoria's musical legacy alive? And I immediately thought of Dan Fogelberg. I grew up with his music in the 70s and had a lot of friends, especially of my brothers and sisters, who knew Dan. Mm-hmm. And so it became something I was just bound and determined to
but
do.
But here's the thing is and they got a nice little thing down along the riverfront there that way. And I'm like, so...
Wait a minute. That sentence means nothing to anybody. They don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's because
there's a memorial.
Right.
A Dan Fogelberg memorial up the river a bit from where we're seated.
Right, where no
one
goes.
About a mile or so.
Well,
it
is
in a strange spot,
yes.
I believe. Yeah.
So, listening to him in college, living out in Colorado doing radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you come home, you come... I moved here coming up on 37 years ago. And you're like, oh my gosh, it's going to be Fogelberg everywhere. And it's Fogelberg nowhere.
Yeah, why is that?
He's loved in Colorado. He had that big ranch there. And it's like you come here and go, why isn't it a bigger deal?
Well, but shout out to Hugh Higgins and Eric Mills and others from the Fogelberg Memorial Foundation. They were very active, you know, about 10 years ago in getting the memorial done. And they've done some tribute concerts in the past.
Yeah. And nice memorial.
By the way, we're not criticizing
I just wish it was like right on the riverfront.
More prominent,
or like you said,
exactly,
Grandview they looked at.
It's exactly.
Just, put it in the middle of one of those roundabouts.
Yeah.
You know, seriously, I'm not kidding. I would love that. It would be cool.
Well, that's what we're doing. And that's why it was so important for me. In this project, we have a diverse cast. We've got a 12-member vocal ensemble. We've got an 11-piece band, and the Central Illinois Ballet is doing two pieces.
Wow.
And it was just very important for me to introduce Dan's music to kind of a new generation here in Peoria. And that's what we're doing with this project. We're not trying to recreate Dan's performances exactly, because you can't.
No, you're not.
We're giving new voices to Dan's songs and introducing his music to a brand new generation, and it's really, really heartwarming because they're loving it.
Yeah. Coming up this weekend is Dan Fogelberg, native son, a staged concert celebrating Dan Fogelberg. So it's not people trying to imitate him. It's just it's his music brought to life with all these folks that are doing it. His music was very very thoughtful. And I know in some ways in his commercial success or maybe lack of it, if he felt like he deserved more, he got knocked a little bit for it because he was drippy gooey. He was lovely. He was romantic. He was painting pictures with these words that, it, you know, when you're putting that up against rock music of the day back in the 70s and 80s, people are like, oh, you listen to Fogelberg. You know, it was almost an insult to some or to some that you would listen to that. Because it wasn't hard enough.
If you play guitar, he was a great picker.
He was an amazing guitar player, and he wrote such a variety and an eclectic amount of music.
Yeah.
And we celebrate that. Our first act, we do some of that musical storytelling. We do so many of those beautiful songs, and we do it in a context of a musical song cycle. Mm-hmm. So we're putting some of those songs in a musical context. Well, we're telling a story. We're telling a musical story. No dialogue, just with Dan's beautiful songs, but we sort of put those songs in a context to give them, you know, added meaning. And then in the second act, we're celebrating his musical diversity. Yeah. So we have a bluegrass fest. Yeah. We have a rock show.
Yeah.
We have a Latin rhythm section.
Yeah.
We have all these different... His music was inspired so many times by where he spent time. So as he spent time in Nashville, in the Smoky Mountains, he got into bluegrass, and he wrote some great bluegrass stuff and played with some of the best bluegrass players in the country, Ricky Skaggs, Emmylou Harris, and others.
But then you get twin sons of different mothers with Tim Weisberg, and that's almost a jazz, you know. It's
exactly.
Like, wow, where did this come from?
Exactly. Yeah. So his musical tastes were very eclectic and oftentimes... you know, we're born from where he spent time. He spent a lot of time in the Southwest and wrote a lot of cool Latin stuff, and we're bringing some of that out, too.
Where did he write Home Free? Was that here?
Yeah, I think in Peoria. He recorded at Golden Age Studios, which is a feature now at the Peoria Riverfront Museum. In fact, most of Souvenirs, his second album, he recorded there at Golden Voice Studio.
The show is Saturday evening and then Sunday afternoon. So it's here, we're Tuesday. Have you done a rehearsal on stage yet?
Yes, we had our first day in the theater on Sunday.
How did that feel? Because that is a tremendous stage.
It is really cool. just the majesty of that place.
It is majesty.
And how it's all been renovated, and all the tech is amazing. The sound system is amazing, and the lighting system. And not just the system, their tech staff, the people that are working on this show, are unbelievable.
Now, when they did the memorial, and they did an honorary concert back then, too, a small one, I think his wife came, right?
Yep, Jean. Yeah. Jean did come. She's out of the country for this one. We would love to have had her come, but she's not available.
And is Pete still around, his brother?
You know, I don't know. Pete and Mark, we made efforts to try to reach out and find them.
Yeah.
But so if anybody is listening that knows how to get a hold of Mark
Pete,
or Pete.
Last time I saw Pete, he was in town at the judge's chamber.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No judgment on the judges.
That was a
chamber.
While back. Yeah.
Bob Parkhurst, it's good to talk to you. How does one get tickets to these two shows?
ScottishRitePeoria.com.
Okay.
ScottishRitePeoria.
Doors open at 6:30 in the evening on Saturday. Shows at 7:30. There's refreshments available. It's very comfortable. If you've not been, please go. And this will be a blast. And then what time is it on Sunday?
2:30 matinee.
And doors open an hour ahead?
Yes, 1:30.
Man, and when you do some of the softer stuff, the acoustics in there, just
beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, Danny, it's
all
just
right,
gorgeous.
Buddy. I'm going to come. I think I will go for lots of reasons, but one of the reasons I've just added to the list, I think he's going to get like a little drippy. I think he's going to get
you think?
I think you might get a little emotional. Yeah. Seriously, you start feeling that stuff, man.
You do.
And then you've been working on it a long time, and then it comes and happens. That's good.
People connect Dan's music with their personal lives.
Yeah.
So many
absolutely.
Of his stories spoke to people, and that will happen.
It's good to see you.
Yep. Great to see you guys.
Bob
Thank
Parker,
you so much.
Go see Dan Fogelberg's show at the Scottish Rite Theater this weekend. Dan Fogelberg, Native Son.